Wasden was clearly nervous. His son was about to play in the biggest game of his life. He's had to work very hard for whatever he's got. I'm very proud of him. These were the ingredients of success at the highest level: passion, talent, and hard work. But there was another element. When did Wasden first get the sense that his son was something special? You know, he was always a bigger kid for his age. He was strong and he had a knack for scoring goals at an early age. And he was always kind of a standout for his age, a captain of his team. Big for his age? Of course he was. Scott Wasden was born on January 4th, within 3 days of the absolute perfect birthday for an elite hockey player. He was one of the lucky ones. And if by some whim, the eligibility date for Canadian hockey was later in the year, he might have been watching the Memorial Cup championship from the stands instead of playing on the ice. Chapter 2, The 10,000-Hour Rule. In Hamburg, we had to play for 8 hours. The University of Michigan opened its new computer center in 1971 in a brand new building on Beale Avenue in Ann Arbor, with beige brick exterior walls and a dark glass front. The university's enormous mainframe computers stood in the middle of a vast white room, looking, as one faculty member remembers, like one of the last scenes in the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey. Off to the side were dozens of key punch machines, what passed in those days for computer terminals. In 1971, this was state of the art. The University of Michigan had one of the most advanced computer science programs in the world, and over the course of the computer center's life, thousands of students passed through that white room, the most famous of whom was a gawky teenager named Bill Joy.